Something new this morning here for you. Just arrived.
Is that like a triangle?
It's a triangle.
Nice. Oh, it's a good size triangle,
it
too.
Is. So, do you recognize this? Just about any 70s show, whether it was Charlie's Angels or Cannon or $6 Million Man.
Yeah.
There would be a scene in the hall and they would be, you know, kind of quietly looking for somebody in the hall, or they were creeping around and all of a sudden here comes the triangle.
Yeah, it was a staple of your... I like it.
All right, so that's now in the rotation, and that'll be in heavy rotation, I'm pretty sure, because you really can't mess up the triangle. Although it takes somebody very talented to play it well, but it could take any Joe Schmo just to start pounding on it and make noise.
It's very good.
That's basically what I do with those instruments. Today, this day, Monday, November 13th, 317th day, 48 days left. This was the date that Benjamin Franklin wrote in a letter to a friend. He said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death, taxes, and a Minnesota Vikings playoff loss." No, Benjamin Franklin didn't say that. But he did say, "There's nothing life that's certain except death and taxes."
Yeah, that's pretty good saying.
And that's continually being requoted all the time.
Right.
And it originated on the state 1789. So Ben Franklin, he knew what he was doing.
For sure.
When it came to what he was doing, in terms of what he was doing, Ben Franklin was right on the money. 1843, Mount Rainier erupted in Washington State.
That was a problem.
Mount Rainier, it just erupted, exploded.
Yep.
It had had enough. It stood all it could stood. It could stand no more. 1914, Mary Jacobs patented something.
"Under the smoothest fashions, try the Playtex 18-hour seamless bra. Not a seam showing to spoil the smooth look."
Apparently it dates back to ancient Greece.
Wow.
Mary Jacobs of New York patenting the brassiere. 1914, well, this date.
Somebody had to do it.
Then it was in 1995 that came a different version.
"And to be perfectly frank, I've always felt I could use some support. I know when I'm wearing Banlon, there appears to be some jiggling."
Kramer and Frank Costanza, 1995, they didn't patent it, though, they invented the man's ear. They invented the man's ear, or the bro. Kramer wanted it to be called the bro, but that was a little too ethnic, according to Frank Costanza.
Right, right.
1995.
That's hilarious.
So it took a good 80 years for the male equivalent to be invented, but 1914. Welcome to the world of patents, brassieres. 1927, Holland Tunnel opened on this date. It was the first underwater vehicular tunnel connecting New York and New Jersey. 1927. I would assume that helped out commerce.
I would think it would have.
In that area of the country between New York and New Jersey. That was in 27. 1940, Disney put out their third feature film. I think it was Snow White, then Pinocchio, and then this one, Fantasia. You remember Mickey in the sorcerer's hat?
Oh, for sure. Very famous.
Fantasia. Yeah. Had its premiere in New York on this date, 1940, 1974. The movie Silkwood, well, the woman who that movie was based on, Karen Silkwood, died at the age of 28 on this date. She was a nuclear power plant employee and political activist. She was killed while on her way to meet with a New York Times reporter. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
They planned to discuss evidence that she had that uncovered about faulty fuel rods at that plant.
And somebody again, wanted to hush her up?
Yes. Was it Sissy Spacek? Who played her in Silkwood? Meryl Streep, Sissy Spacek.
I'll do a little fact checking.
Was it Isabel Sanford?
I don't think it was her.
Okay, that was 1974. 1982 in the news.
The veterans marched down Constitution Avenue, and the new memorial means the circle is complete in the tragedy and heroism and history of America's war in Vietnam.
That was real news reporting from this date, 1982, from Washington, D.C., as the Veteran War Memorial officially dedicated. And finally, those men that fought in the Vietnam War Sure. It was not a good coming home for them, as you remember, because of the controversy with the Vietnam War.
We talked about it.
This was a big, big positive for that going in the other direction. 1982. And, of course, that's one place. If you're going to go to Washington, D.C., you're going to go see monuments. That's one you need to see.
For sure.
Of course, 1982. 1995, this guy was a pretty good pitcher. And sometimes you forget how good he was. But this year, example one. 2, 3, and 4, because a guy by the name of Greg Maddux of the Atlanta Braves, just tremendous control. Talk about dotting the strike zone. That's what Greg Maddux did.
Yeah.
He became the first major league pitcher to win 4 consecutive Cy Young Awards.
That's a ridiculous. I don't think anybody will ever do that again. Yeah, that's
never.
Just out of hand.
1995. 2005, another wrestler died from World Wrestling Entertainment. I knew him from WCW first, and he went over to WWF, but his name is Eddie Guerrero. He died here in Minneapolis getting ready for a show. He was part of Latino Heat and had had some other various characters, but he died on this date. He was only 38 years old, 2005. In 2015, on the other side of the Atlantic,
our main story, developing story this hour in Paris. Reports of one or two shootings and quite possibly an explosion there as well. The latest reports we're getting from BSM TV.
It was this day 2 years ago, the Paris terrorist attacks, 150 people killed. Following shootings and various other, there was a coordinated effort that took place. One of them was at a theater, at a concert, and that's where I think most of the casualties took place. All 4 terrorists inside the concert hall died when they blew up a suicide bomb. They were wearing these belts. Jeez. As police. They were waiting for the police to come at them, and then they blew themselves up on this date, 2015. ISIS claimed responsibility. Let's move on to birthdays. I don't want to think about that anymore. No. Let's think about a man who's reported on news for CNN.
There is a sky is lighting up, I guess, to the south with anti-aircraft fire. Some is bright red, other are splashes of yellow light. What seems, if you're still with us, you can hear the bombs now. They are hitting.
This guy knows what it's like to be embedded. He knows what it likes to be under fire, reporting the news here for CNN. Peter Arnett.
Yep, he's a good one.
Is 83. That's him in Baghdad during the first Gulf War.
That
was like the night where the air war began.
Right.
And the nighttime sky in Baghdad was lit up with tracer fire. He's Peter Arnett. He also made a name. You know, he got that reputation by reporting and being with the troops in Vietnam.
Oh.
Peter Arnett, 83 today. Joe Mantegna from Criminal Minds. He was in The Starter Wife and Simpsons.
$200,000. Are you mad?
I don't get mad. I get stabby.
There he is Fat Tony. He's the mobster in Simpsons. You remember Fat Tony? On The Simpsons, that's Joe Mantegna, who was from Criminal Minds. We watched that show. My wife watched it. She was binge-watching it there.
Yeah.
Well, I was binge-eating. She was binge-watching Joe Mantegna, and I was binge-eating Fiddle Faddle. That's good stuff. You're going to binge-eat anything. It's Fiddle Faddle. Joe Mantegna is 70 today. This guy was on The Good Wife. His wife was The Good Wife, so I guess he was the bad husband. He's had a number of roles. He was Mr. Big
in Sex,
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
He was on Law and Order, and he was the governor in The Good Wife. It's Chris Noth. Chris Noth, 63 today. Whoopi.
The Borg destroyed my world. My people were scattered throughout the universe. We survived, as will humanity survive.
She was one of the great bartenders in the galaxy. She was Guinan on Star Trek The Next Generation. Whoopi Goldberg, 62, color purple. Of course, she was a ghost. She was great. Emma, was it Ellie Mayer? What was her name? She was the only one who could see Sam Wheat, or not see him, but hear him.
Yep.
And then he was singing Henry VIII, I am. She's had her own show. She was with Ted Danson for a while. That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. She was on The View, right?
Yes.
Is she still on that?
I don't think so. Okay. Although it is present tense here. She's also a co-host on The View.
Oh, yeah, there
I
it is.
I haven't seen The View as much as you might think that I've seen The View. No. I haven't seen The View as much.
Me
Whoopi
neither.
Goldberg is 62. Vinny Testaverde won a Heisman Trophy, and then he played 20 years in the NFL. Kind of more of a backup, but he was a featured starter.
He had some good years.
He had some good years.
Yep.
You know, you're going to be in the league for 20 years. You got to have some kind of skill.
He wasn't overly mobile.
No, he wasn't. He and Bernie Kosar, basically statues. 54 for Vinny Testaverde. Jimmy Kimmel is celebrating today. Win Ben Stein's money. He was on The Man Show, which should have been on much longer than it was on Comedy Central. Now he has his own show, Jimmy Kimmel Live. He's ABC's version of Johnny Carson and Jay Leno and David Letterman. He hosts the late night talk show on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel has reached 50 today's big these the big 5-0. Guy by the name of Steve Zahn from Saving Silverman, Chicken Little, Dr. Doolittle 2, the Stuart Little. If there's little in the title, he was in it.
He was in it.
Little
okay.
What's a little Shop of Horrors? But he should have been.
Yeah, should have.
Little was in the title. Steve Zahn is 50 today. Gerard Butler, look out because Olympus has fallen.
40 commandos breached the gate, 28 are left. Can we trust him? With all due respect, I'm the best hope you've got.
Gerard Butler, he's an action star.
Yes, he is.
And that's him from Olympus Has Fallen. He was in London Has Fallen. If anything has fallen, London Bridge fell, and he was there too. Gerard Butler is a 48, and his original name was Ron Artest. He was involved in that Pacers-Pistons brawl.
Brawl in the stands.
In Detroit, a little bit of a troublemaker, if you will. And then he found peace, and then he changed his name to Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace, basketball player. Is he still with the team?
I don't think so.
I might
so.
Have to look that up. Right. I mean, there's some guys playing. Jamal Crawford is almost 38. But Ron Artest, we'll just call him by his real name because Meta World Peace, that's kind of a mouthful.
Just trying to think, what would my dad have said if I came home and said, you know, Dad, I'm going to change my name to Meta World Peace.
You should have been Beta World Peace.
Yeah.
So 38 today for Ron Artest.
All right, gone but not forgotten. He was an actor. His brother was an assassin. We're talking about Edwin Thomas Booth, born on this day, 1833. His brother.
You can't tell me that he didn't know what his brother was doing.
Yeah, I mean, something was going on there. Novelist, and that was 1833. 1850 for Robert Louis Stevenson. We all read something by Robert Louis Stevenson at some point in our school careers, I would like to think.
Related to Skip Stevenson, who hosted Real People there, one of the co-hosts.
And, what was it? Stevenson. What was the first name?
I've been to Robert Louis Stevenson State Park. It's a heck of a nice state park. I can't remember what state it was, but I remember seeing the sign.
It's nice. She was the first Bond girl in the TV movie adaptation of Ian Fleming's James Bond adventure called The First Casino Royale. Her name was Linda Christian.
Tell me, has he changed much since the days when you two were...
He looks just the same.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to talk with him now?
Plenty of time. I'll tell you when.
Barry Nelson played James Bond in that TV movie. So before any of the other full-length feature movies with Sean Connery or anybody, it was the TV adaptation of Casino Royale, 1954.
Probably eight.
Early TV. That's still early TV.
8-9 years before the first movie would come out. Wasn't that in the 62, 3, somewhere in there? Was that Peter Lorre? It almost sounded like Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre is also in that movie.
Oh, nice.
That's Peter Lorre.
1923 for...
He didn't play Bond, though.
No. He would not have been a good Bond.
A little short.
Right. I just saw this actor in a episode of Gunsmoke. He was also in Empty Nest, and I think most people may remember him from Soap.
Yeah.
Richard Mulligan.
Yeah, Burt Campbell in Soap. And then Harry Weston on this show, which was a spinoff of The Golden Girls. He and Joe Isuzu used to have some good back and forths. And then the gal that played the nurse, Laverne, also good comedic foil. Rain
or shine. Was that Empty Nest?
This is Empty Nest.
1932 for Richard Mulligan.
He had a couple of cute daughters on that show. That's one of the things I remember most.
Kind of like it. Producer, director, actor Gary Marshall. Now, 1934, his credits include shows like Murphy Brown, Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley. Runaway Bride, Valentine's Day, you name it. He was on tons and tons of stuff.
And remember, he was in A League of Their Own. He played Mr. Harvey Harvey Candy Bars. He was the one. He played the guy who started up the girls' professional baseball league. Yes. You know, he gave us Happy Days, Mork and Mindy, Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi. But for every one of those successes, he had some that weren't so great. And here's the one that lasted only 9 episodes on ABC, called Making It. Starring David Naught and Mr. I'm a Pepper, You're a Pepper.
Oh boy.
And he sang this, and it was kind of a disco hit, but he did Blansky's Beauties. And
There's a few bombs in there.
Yeah, he had a few bombs. If you're going to have some hits, you also have to have some bombs in Gary Marshall.
Yeah, you can't be afraid to step on them.
That was a sitcom based on disco, so they were really trying to cash in on the disco thing. And then, of course, they had Disco Demolition that same year.
Oh, in the 70s.
Good Night Irene, 1979, for that show.
That's Gary Marshall, and he was born on this day, 1934. One more actor, Dak Rambo, from Another World and All My Children.
That was my signal to turn the channel after Price is Right or Sale of the Century or whatever game show was on.
Mm-hmm.
That theme would come on. Oh, got to turn it.
There he goes. Dak Rambo. Do we throw out $20 for the next person to name their kid Dak? You don't hear that
Dak
often.
Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Back for the Dallas Cowboys. He's D-A-K.
D-A-K minus the C. This was D-A-C-K for Dak Rambo. 1941. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, and it's been brought to you by?
No sponsor. Our sponsor has...
I did not know that.
Gone away.
That's too bad. We'll have to find a new one.
I know it. We just found out about this like on Thursday or Friday.
Very good. Well, thank you, Neil, for breaking that news here. The almanac just won't be the same.
I know it. I'll be where the first sunlight.